In every community, there's the citizens that everyone looks up to. In a little community down in the heart of Georgia, it was the local country minister. The members in the community admired the minister very much, and they got together and decided that they would build Rev a new tabernacle in the city. It was early Sunday morning, the day of the first service at the new tabernacle. That Sunday morning, the rain was falling down. Gosh! Down came the rain, and the wind was blowing. And down the road on a path through the zoo, leaning into the pouring down wind and the rain, came the country minister. And as he walked through the zoo, standing there in a cage, behind the bars, just digging out between the bars, was a gorilla. You must distinctly understand that this was not a gorilla. Standing there, digging out among the bars, was a gorilla. Right below the cage, it had a big sign that said, "This is the residence of G-O-Rilla." Rev wasn't too bright, and he thought that this gorilla was a man in jail. Rev stopped in front of the cage, and he looked at the gorilla, and he took out his camera, and he took some angle shots and a couple of profiles, and then he said to the gorilla, "Brother, why have they got you behind those bars?" "But brother, whatever they said you did, you didn't do it. See, because I know an innocent face when I see one. Just look at you, brother. Just look at the hair hanging down in your nasty face. They won't even let you wash your filthy face." And the gorilla just stood there digging the minister. Peter said, "Brother," he said, "don't worry about nothing." He said, "because I'm going down to the tabernacle and I'm going to get the members to get together." He said, "and we are going to send a petition straight up to the president." He said, "we're going to do something about this, brother." And the gorilla just stood there digging him. Pete said, "brother," he said, "all I've got is $1, a raincoat, and a pack of chewing gum, but you can have that." And he said, "look, brother, they've even got you digging out of a trough." The preacher took off his raincoat, took out his dollar and the chewing gum, walked over, dropped them on the floor of the cage, extended his hand, which the gorilla clasped gently, and the preacher said, "brother, I'm gonna see you in a little while." And he went to pull back, and he felt the gorilla tighten up a little bit. And then he heard a knuckle snap, and he started to feel himself tilt toward the cage. And the preacher said, "brother, that I told you that I was gonna see you in a little while." "That didn't I tell you in a little while?" And he went to pull back again, and he heard his spine snap, and he started to feel himself bend in the middle, tilting just a little more toward the cage. And the preacher said, "now, brother," he said, "I didn't know you was a mason." He said, I didn't know, brother. He said, "now, brother," he said, "if you want," he said, "I'm a reasonable man. You can talk to me, brother." He said, "I'm very liberal-minded." He said, "start talking, brother." And the gorilla smiled, and he snatched the minister between the bars. And he cupped the preacher's head in his hand and took that great big mass, that 257-pound mass of hair-covered knuckles, and started to smashing him. He just smashed that man in the mouth most violently and repeatedly. He just smashed. There was teeth flying everywhere. And then the preacher said, "brother," he said, "now stop, wait, hold, freeze, hold it." He said, "brother," he said, "now just a minute." He said, "brother, did I say something wrong?" I said, "brother, are you mad? What is it, brother? Talk to me." And the gorilla smiled and braced himself in the middle of the cage. And he snatched the preacher by the neck. He had a handful of that man's neck. And a handful of neck doesn't leave too much neck. He took that man by the neck. and turned him upside down like a popsicle and just beat him off the sides of that cage. He just slammed that man from side to side, up and down, corner to corner, and he spun him around and slammed him down and jumped up and down on him and picked him up and flung him out between the bars. But the preacher was a brave man. He got up, combed his hair, put on his shades, lit him up a cigarette, walked over to the cage, and he said to the gorilla, "Brother." And the gorilla glanced back over his shoulder, and the preacher said, "Yes, that I'm talking to you. You great big ugly stupid fool, you. To you to have the unmitigated gall, the audacity to strike a man as righteous as I. Whatever they said you did it, and some more besides." He said, "Brother, I'm gonna get the members to send a petition to Washington, all right, to see that you get the electric chair." He said, "And oh yes, brother, as for that hair hanging down in your nasty face, I hope they keep you in there so long it'll look like an overcoat."